Lesson 93. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 70 through 117. Introduction. This is the third of four lessons on Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88. The portion of the revelation the lesson will focus on was given at a conference of high priests on December 27th and 28th in 1832. In it, the Lord instructed the elders of the church to teach each other and to prepare to serve as missionaries. The Lord also taught concerning the signs of the Second Coming, the general order in which all people will be resurrected, and some of the events surrounding the final battle with Satan. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 70 through 117. The Lord commands the elders of the church to prepare for their ministry and reveals events surrounding His Second Coming. Invite a student to come to the front of the class and teach another student how to do a simple task, such as tying a necktie, or a different task that the second student does not know how to do. Ask students to raise their hands if they have helped teach a lesson or skill to someone else recently. Ask a few to describe what they taught, then discuss the following questions. What did you learn by preparing to teach and by teaching someone else? Why do you think we often learn more from preparing to teach than from being taught by others? Remind students that the Lord gave the revelation in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, to a group of priesthood holders who had prayed to know the Lord's will concerning the establishment of Zion. In this revelation, the Lord referred to this group of priesthood holders as the first laborers in this last kingdom, and commanded them to organize and attend a school to prepare themselves to preach the gospel among the nations of the earth. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 73 through 76 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord commanded these priesthood holders to do to prepare to teach others. What were these first laborers commanded to do to prepare to teach others as missionaries? You may want to ask a student to act as scribe and write students' answers on the board. What could we do to organize, prepare, and sanctify ourselves to become more effective in sharing the gospel? How does being cleansed from sin influence our ability to share the gospel? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 77 through 80 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord commanded these priesthood holders to do as they met together. Ask students to report what they found. What did the Lord promise those who teach diligently? That His grace would attend them, and that they would be taught more perfectly in all they needed to understand pertaining to the kingdom of God. What does it mean that the Lord's grace shall attend you? The Lord will help us as we seek diligently to teach and learn the gospel. From what you learned in verses 77 and 78, how would you state a principle about teaching? Students may identify a number of principles, including the following. As we teach one another diligently, the Lord will help us understand His truths more perfectly. By teaching one another, we can prepare to share the gospel with others. You may want to write these principles on the board, using students' words. In what ways has teaching the gospel to others helped you better understand it? According to verse 79, what other topics are important for us to understand? How can gaining such broad knowledge help us to teach the gospel to others? Note: give students opportunities to explain, share, and testify. Allowing students to teach each other gives them opportunities to explain doctrines and principles, share insights and experiences, and testify of divine truths. Doing so can help students improve their understanding of gospel doctrines and principles and their ability to teach the gospel to others. As students explain, share, and testify, the Holy Ghost can bless them with a deeper testimony of the truths they are expressing. To help students feel the importance of and apply the principles they identified above, assign groups of four students to prepare and teach the following mini-lessons to members of their group. Ask two students in each group to work together to prepare to teach Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 81 through 86, and the other two students to work together to prepare to teach Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verses 87 through 98. Make copies of the following instructions for each group. Ask them to read through the instructions and scripture verses, and then decide how they will teach each mini-lesson. Encourage both students in each pair to participate in the teaching. Explain that each pair will have about 5 minutes to prepare and about 7 minutes to teach. After students have had sufficient time to prepare, invite the pairs assigned to Doctrine and Covenants Section 88, verses 81 through 86, to teach the other students in their groups. Then ask students to switch roles and invite the companionship assigned to Doctrine and Covenants 88, verses 87 through 98, to teach. Note, if you prefer, you could choose to teach the mini-lessons yourself instead of asking students to teach each other. Mini-lesson number 1. Doctrine and Covenants Section 88, verses 81 through 86. Begin your lesson with the following question. When have you been thankful because someone warned you about something? You might also want to share an experience. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants Section 88, verses 81 through 83 aloud. Ask the others to look for what the Lord taught about warnings. Invite them to report what they found. Then ask the following questions. What does it mean that we have been warned? We have been taught the truths of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. What truth can we learn from these verses? Those you teach may use different words, but they should identify a principle similar to the following. Because we have been warned through the message of the gospel, the Lord expects us to warn our neighbors. You may want to suggest that students mark this principle in verse 81. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants Section 88, verses 84 and 85, by explaining that the Lord instructed the priesthood holders who were present when Joseph Smith received this revelation to labor diligently to prepare themselves and the saints to escape the future judgments that await the wicked. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants Section 88, verse 86 aloud. Ask your group to look for how we should live as we prepare to share the gospel. Ask them to report what they found. What does it mean to entangle not yourselves in sin? How can this instruction apply in your life as you prepare to receive temple ordinances, serve a full-time mission, or get married and have a family? To help students think about how entanglement with sin could affect their ability to testify of truth, read the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "No missionary can be unrepentant of sexual transgression or profane language or pornographic indulgence and then expect to challenge others to repent of those very things. You can't do that. The Spirit will not be with you, and the words will choke in your throat as you speak them. You cannot travel down what Lehi called forbidden paths and expect to guide others to the straight and narrow one. It can't be done." End quote. You may want to share your testimony of the importance of staying clean in order to be effective in sharing the gospel. Encourage those you are teaching to seek to be clean from the entanglement of sin. Mini-lesson number 2. Doctrine and Covenants Section 88, verses 87 through 98. Ask those you are teaching if they have ever heard someone share a powerful testimony. Invite them to describe the testimony and how they felt as they heard it. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants Section 88, verses 87 through 91 aloud. Ask the students you are teaching to look for examples of powerful testimonies. After they read, ask the following question. Before the Lord's second coming, what kind of testimonies will follow the testimonies of missionaries? Invite the students you are teaching to read Doctrine and Covenants Section 88, verse 92 silently, and look for what the angels of heaven will say during this time before the second coming. Ask them to report what they found. Tell them that the term bridegroom refers to Jesus Christ. Why is it critical that we be prepared for the Lord's second coming? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants Section 88, verses 95 through 98 aloud. Ask the students you are teaching to look for two different groups of people who will be lifted up to meet the Savior when He comes. Then ask the following question. Who will be lifted up to meet Jesus Christ when He comes? His saints who are alive and His saints who have died. You may want to suggest to the students you are teaching that they mark the words or phrases in these verses that teach the following truth. The righteous will rise to meet Christ when He comes. Ask those you are teaching to review Doctrine and Covenants Section 88, verse 98, and look for words or phrases that describe the groups of saints who get to participate in the Lord's coming. Then ask the following question. What words or phrases did you find? You may want to explain that the phrase first fruits refers to the righteous saints who will come forth in the first resurrection. Share how you imagine it will feel to be part of the second coming as described in these verses. After the groups of students have taught each other, ask the following question of the entire class. What teaching stood out to you in your discussion of Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 81 through 98? Summarize Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 97 through 107, by explaining that the Lord revealed that the dead will be resurrected in order of their righteousness. Those who were resurrected first will inherit the celestial kingdom. Those who are resurrected second will inherit the terrestrial kingdom. Those who will inherit the celestial kingdom will be resurrected after the millennium. Finally, those who remain filthy, those who have lived on the earth and have become sons of perdition, will be resurrected and cast into outer darkness. At the end of the 1,000 years of peace, known as the millennium, Satan and his followers will come to battle against the people of God, led by Michael or Adam. Satan and his followers will be defeated and cast into outer darkness. Point to the following principle on the board. As we teach one another diligently, the Lord will help us understand his truths more perfectly. Then ask the following question. How was your understanding of Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 81 through 86, or 88 verses 87 through 98, deepened as you taught them to someone else today? Encourage students to find opportunities to teach others the gospel. Testify of the blessings they will receive for doing so.